like most of my ideas, whether they're good or bad, I tend to wake up with them in the morning. So I have been racking my brain for an image. And the first thing I'd thought of was like an onion because of all the layers that we keep uncovering by doing this. But then, I don't know, TARDIS came into my head when I woke up one morning. I thought, ah, that's what we actually need. So to represent how I feel about the research process, there's kind of a few things tied into this image. So one is the time travelling thing. I need to be a time traveller in order to get enough time to carry out this research within my workplace. The TARDIS itself, because it looks small on the outside, and I thought that my little project was quite neat and tidy and discreet, and this is going to be quite straightforward to do. And then the more sessions I've come to Edinburgh University, the more complicated it's got in my head. So it's like this great big massive place inside. So the more information you get, the more reading you're doing around a subject, which isn't sort of necessarily practitioner based, it's more academic based. So you're coming across stuff that you'd never thought about before in relation to dementia and things. So that's the inside of the TARDIS. And then the fact that it's hurtling through space and time here, and we're not really clear where it's going to end up at the moment, but I quite like that idea because it feels really quite exciting and full of possibilities of where this is going to take the project. So my project is about people with dementia who have early stage diagnosis and the support that they receive within the Dundee service. So I suppose that's what I'm going to talk about the next bit. I don't want to preempt my next 3 minutes. So I thought this image kind of captured everything. And it was more interesting than an onion, wasn't it? Yeah.